The death of Sir Wilfrid Thesiger on Sunday, at age 93, marks the passing of a type, the explorer-writer who forsook modernity for the company of the Samburu of northern Kenya, the Bedouin of Arabia, and the marsh Arabs of southern Iraq. Thesiger was an English aristocrat, born in Ethiopia, where his father was posted. He recalled seeing as a child an army of the Emperor Haile Selassie returning triumphant and bloodstained from battle. The scene left him, he wrote, with a lifelong passion for savagery and color. Paul Theroux is a latter-day traveler and chronicler of his journeys. He joins us from Maine. And Paul Theroux, how would you assess Wilfrid Thesiger's contribution?
I think he was an amazing man, and he made a major contribution. He didn't set out to be a writer. He was a traveler. I mean, the purest traveler, the man doing it for pleasure and discovery, and not like the rest of us pipsqueaks who were trying to make a living at it. He didn't need to make a living. The trips that he took, I mean, through the Empty Quarter, for example, were heroic trips where he endured serious privations, thirst, hostile Bedouin, and also hunger of a type which one of his men said, "We're starving." The man said, "Well, we'll be all right. If it gets any worse than this, we'll ram a stick down a camel's throat, and when he vomits, we'll eat it."
You say the Empty Quarter is in Saudi Arabia, and when he traveled there, it was truly empty.
Yes, it was. He took two trips in the 1940s. He went in 46 and then again in 48. And he was just dressed in the purest way. He dressed like a Bedouin, rode a camel, spoke Arabic. And then later, in the marsh Arabs, when he was living in the Shatt al-Arab waterway in southern Iraq, he was living among people who had lived for hundreds or thousands of years, but had lived on these reed islands. These people were completely destroyed by Saddam Hussein, but he had recorded their life. Without Thesiger, we would never know how these people lived in the marshes. He was also not without humor. I mean, he mentions the fact that breaking wind was a very bad thing among the marsh Arabs, and people would date things by saying, "What year was that? Oh, it was the year Abdul farted." Oh, that's right, yes.
The writer Ian Barumba once heard a very critical essay about Thesiger in the New York Review of Books, and he remarked, for example, on how easily Thesiger had embraced the ethic of a Bedouin desert blood feud and wrote, "I have no belief in the sanctity of life." And when he once heard about a Muslim invasion of Ethiopia centuries ago, he said the Ethiopians had been decimated, but as a race they had not been mongrelized. These are not modern ideas about peoples and about life and violence.
No, and in a way that I would say that the affectations, I mean, I don't know how profound those beliefs were. I don't think really. He was not without affectations. When he was in London, I mean, he lived in a very fancy part of London, the Albany, off Piccadilly, and wore a pinstripe suit. I remember Jan Morris, great traveler, said he was a bit of a snob about traveling. He would either be in a pinstripe suit or else, you know, riding a camel among the Bedouin. But he truly believed that Western civilization was a corrupting influence, was a corrupting force among people who were self-sustaining. I mean, you know, there's more than a grain of truth in it. I mean, he was one of the first eco-tourists, you might say, although he was, had started life as a tremendous hunter of lions in the Sudan. He had the philosophy, the ethics of the Danakil, rather handsome and hostile tribe in the north of Ethiopia. But at heart, I think he was an aristocrat, maybe a bit of a snob traveler, but had the heart of a lion in terms of the privations that he would put up with.
Paul Theroux, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Paul Theroux on Sir Wilfrid Thesiger, who died on Sunday at the age of 93. Paul Theroux's latest book is called Dark Star Safari.